William Lester Suff, also known as the Riverside Prostitute Killer and the Lake Elsinore Killer, is an American serial killer. In 1974, a Texas jury convicted Suff and his then-wife Terrell of beating their two-month-old daughter to death. The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals later reversed Terrell's conviction but upheld Suff's in Suff versus State, finding insufficient evidence to convict her as either the primary actor or the principal in their baby's murder. Though Suff was sentenced to 70 years in a Texas prison, he only served 10 before his 1984 release on parole. Suff was convicted of 12 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. Rhonda Jetmore. On January 10, 1989, Rhonda Jetmore, 27, a prostitute, entered into a sexual transaction with Suff. The agreement turned violent when he began choking her. She struck him with a flashlight she had in her hand, causing Suff to lose his grip, allowing her to briefly escape. Suff tackled her to the ground and began ripping off her clothes. He stuck his finger in her mouth and she bit down, causing one of her teeth to break. Suff pulled back and Jetmore was able to run to the door but was tackled again. As she pleaded with Suff to let her go, he lost track of his glasses. She used her flashlight to shine a light on them, and when Suff went to pick them up, she ran out the door and flagged down a car. The passenger, who she happened to know, pulled out a gun and fired at Suff, and she was able to escape. Kimberly Little. On June 28, 1989, Kimberly Little, 28, was found manually strangled to death on the side of the road in Lake Elsinore. Her autopsy revealed that she had been hit in the head and she had cigarette burns on her arms and other areas of her body, all injuries occurring prior to her death. She was covered in a blue bath towel, which was found to have red, white and blue fibers that were matched to a sleeping bag in Suff's van. Christina Leal. On December 13, 1989, the body of Christina Leal, 23, was found strangled and stabbed to death on a Quail Valley hillside. She was last seen the night before. Her autopsy revealed marks around her wrists and ankles, indicating that she was bound, scratch marks on her face, a black eye, 4 stab wounds in the middle of her chest, at least 2 knife wounds on her genitalia, and one of her nipples was partially removed, all anti-mortem. A light bulb had been inserted into her uterus and was recovered intact. Darla Jane Ferguson. On January 18, 1990, Darla Ferguson, 23, was found strangled in Riverside, just half a mile from the body of Kimberly Little. She was found with her legs propped up and a trash bag pulled over the top half of her body, tied at the waist with a rope. Her wrists had been bound and she'd suffered blunt force trauma before death. Carol Lynn Miller. On February 9, 1990, Carol Miller, 35, was found nude with the exception of a shirt pulled over her head in a grapefruit orchard in Highgrove. The frenulum connecting her upper lip to her gums was torn, indicating she was struggling while being smothered. She had no trauma to her neck. She was stabbed 5 times prior to death, and next to her body was a peeled and eaten grapefruit. Cheryl Coker. On November 6, 1990, the body of Cheryl Coker, 33, was found in Riverside, partially inside a dumpster. She was found strangled to death, possibly with a wire, with such great force it cut into the skin of her neck. Her right breast had been severed post-mortem and was found on a dirt road 30 feet away. A shoe print matching the size, shape, pattern and wear of shoes belonging to Suff were found at the scene. Susan Melissa Sternfeld. On December 21, 1990, Susan Sternfeld, 27, was found strangled, nude, and intentionally posed near a dumpster in Riverside. Kathleen Leslie Milne. On January 19, 1991, the body of Kathleen Milne, also known as Kathy Puckett, 42, was found nude, lying on a red robe near a pile of trash north of Lake Elsinore. A white sock had been stuffed in the back of her throat. Her death was ruled asphyxiation due to the combination of strangulation and the sock blocking her airway. Sherry Ann Latham. On July 4, 1991, Sherry Latham, 37, was found nude, face down in Lake Elsinore. Her cause of death was determined to be strangulation, but due to decomposition, no determination could be made on the method. Kelly Marie Hammond. On August 16, 1991, Kelly Hammond, 27, of Rubidoux, was found strangled in an alley in Corona. Her nude body appeared to be posed, her right arm was bent and tucked under her abdomen, her left arm was bent with her hand on the ground, palm facing upward, her left leg was drawn to her chest, and her right leg was extended outward. She had 2 lacerations which occurred prior to her death on her forehead. Her autopsy revealed her death to be caused by strangulation with acute opiate intoxication as a possible contributing factor. Catherine MacDonald. On September 13, 1991, Catherine MacDonald, 30, the only black victim attributed to Sough, was found in Lake Elsinore. Her body was also posed. Her legs were spread apart, but her feet were together, her arms outstretched to the top of her head. She was 4 months pregnant. Before she died, she was stabbed in the chest 3 times. She also had a gaping cut to the left side of her neck. Her right breast was removed post-mortem, and she suffered a stab wound, as well as other lacerations to her genitals, some before and some after death. Her official cause of death was multiple stab wounds to the neck, as well as compression. Shoe prints of the same pattern as the other murders were found near MacDonald's body. Delia Zamora. On October 30th, 1991, the body of Delia Zamora, 35, was found strangled in Glenavon. She had fingernail injuries consistent with clawing at a ligature, though method was unable to be determined. Her larynx was crushed and broken down the middle, which could require an extreme amount of pressure. Eleanor Cazares. On December 23rd, 1991, Eleanor Cazares, 39, was found in an orange grove near the intersection of Jefferson Street and Victoria Avenue in Riverside. She was stabbed in the chest and strangled. Her breasts were removed post-mortem. A number of additional murders were attributed to Sough, though he was never charged, with the exception of Cherie Pazer. Michelle Yvette Gutierrez. On October 29, 1986, Michelle Gutierrez, 26, was found in a drainage ditch in the Riverside area. Charlotte Jean Palmer. On December 10, 1986, Charlotte Palmer, 25, was found near Romeland. Though cause of death could not be determined, authorities believe she was smothered. Linda Ann Ortega. On April 29, 1988, Linda Ortega, 37, was found nude and stabbed to death near the rodeo grounds in Lake Elsinore. Martha Bess Young. On May 2nd, 1988, the nude body of Martha Young, 27, of Albuquerque, was found just a few miles away from Linda Ortega. Her cause of death was determined to be a combination of strangulation and overdose of amphetamines. She was previously reported missing first by her boyfriend Joseph Shiflett, who called her mother on April 10th, 1988, and then officially by her mother 17 days later. Diane May Talavera. On January 17, 1989, Diana Talavera, 37, was found strangled on the beach in Lake Elsinore. Julie Lynn Angel. On November 11, 1989, the body of Julie Angel, 36, was found bludgeoned to death in Alber Hill on a street her mother drove every day for work. Cherie Michelle Pazer. On April 27, 1991, Cherie Pazer, 27, was found on a flowerbed behind a bowling alley in Riverside. She was initially found nude, but a patron covered the body with a jean jacket before police arrived. She had been hit in the face, and though no official cause of death could be determined, she was thought to have been suffocated. A number of shoe prints were left at the scene, including a partial shoe print on the small of Pazer's back. The analysed shoe impressions were thought to be the same as the prints from the scene of Cheryl Coker's murder. The semen collected from Pazer's body revealed 2 donors, rendering the results inconclusive. The most intensive bands, however, matched Sough, so he could not be excluded as a donor. Sough was charged with Pazer's murder, but the jury was deadlocked and he was not convicted. Sough subsequently raped, tortured, stabbed, strangled, and sometimes mutilated 12 or more women in Riverside County between June 28, 1989 and December 23, 1991. On January 9th, 1992, Sough was arrested after a routine traffic stop when a police officer found a bloody knife and objects believed to be related to the killings. Sough was working as a warehouse clerk for Riverside County when he was arrested, having been hired while still on parole from Texas. During his time in this job, Sough delivered office furniture to the officers on the task force who were investigating his killing spree. On July 19, 1995, a Riverside County jury found Sough guilty of killing 12 women and attempting to kill another, though police suspected him of being responsible for as many as 22 deaths. Sough did not testify in his defence. During the penalty phase that followed, the prosecutor presented evidence linking Sough to the 1988 murder of a San Bernardino woman, as well as evidence that despite his prior Texas prison term for murdering his first daughter, he abused and violently shook his three-month-old daughter by his second wife. On August 17, 1995, after deliberating for only 10 minutes, the jury returned a verdict of guilty on 12 murder counts and on one count of attempted murder. The jury could not unanimously agree to find him guilty on a 13th count of murder. On October 26, 1995, the trial court followed the jury's verdict and ordered Sough condemned to death. Sough resides on death row at San Quentin State Prison. His 2014 appeal of the sentence was rejected by the California Supreme Court, which upheld the death penalty.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.